Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, unbelievably healthy, and darn sexy people. I'm home. Oh, my goodness. This is so nice to be home. God, I think I had a friend in my career that was big on being home. Anyway, boy, do I have some information for you. So, you know, I was away this week doing yet another film in Tennessee. And one of the things that I have been directing and commanding is that I am respected and honored in this business. Well, I have to tell you, I could not have had a better experience of creating that than this movie. There were several producers on there, all of them, including the director, that just went out of their way to express how appreciative they were for my work and even how much I taught them, which I'm choosing to accept. I want to go, what do you mean? But you see, we have to accept once we create what we want, then we have to open our hearts and really accept it, right? And not push it away and not deny it. So I also have been working on creating bigger things and more money flow. This film paid me more for the time than I've made in quite some time. And I got home and got the call that a television show was pinning me for 3 episodes. Now, that doesn't mean I'm actually going to complete them. If you look at the technical term of pinning you, doesn't mean you're hired yet. It means they're holding that space and want to know if you're available. But in our work, we know that we have to create it as already created. Because in this moment is when we are creating that being completed. So I want you to understand that what you are creating now may show up a week or a month or 2 months down the road. That's why you want to continually, every day, without attachment, hook into your love place, create what you want. Continual job of creation. Continual opportunity of creation. Now, the second thing is the channel really wanted me to talk about the next webinar because I don't think you get it. And so this is what the channel had to say. The highest question that we can ask around what does this webinar have to do with our personal development? That's the highest question. And they're just going to give you 4 subjects. There's going to be more information coming in on the show about these. But they want you to understand why this webinar is so important. So we're going to the virus first. And they gave me the belief, I believe I can't be free. So if you believe you can't be free, which you see going on in the discussion, you're taking my rights away and I'm not free to make my own choice and blah, 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 blah. Okay? If you have the belief, and let's be clear, whatever the majority of the energy is holding, the world is going to mirror that back to us in the reality of our lives. So, I believe I can't be free equals I'm not free to create, which comes down to everybody's personal power. That's why they want us to discuss all these things. So we understand what we have to reprogram, redirect within ourselves. Because literally, they said, we are moving into a time when we must accept our power or leave. And that takes me to all the deaths. I don't know if there are a lot of deaths in each of your lives. But in mine, I hear from clients, my brother passed this year, my best friend just passed away. There's a lot of people leaving. And the channel said it's because they never want to be God. They do not want to take the responsibility of their own self-creation, which means accepting and using the power that you are. So if you can't do that, and you're going to have to do that, if we're moving into a time when you must accept your power, then you're going to have to leave one way or another. That doesn't necessarily mean embodiment, but it does mean leave your creation on this plane. Okay, then they took me to the vaccines, and they took me to the number in Hamilton in the room where it happened. And the line is, I wish I had been in the room where it happened. Okay, those of you who willed the vaccine in were in the room where it happened. You were a part of it. You are part of the creation of it. Many were not a part of it. And again, this brings us to knowing and being aware of our own self-creation. You remember, we talked about this when we were discussing the vaccine and people's different opinions. And the channel said, look, you asked for a miracle, we gave you a miracle, and now you are doubting the miracle. Again, there will be more to expand on the seminar. Then they took me to the two sides of government not working together. And the first statement they gave me was, a house divided against itself must fall. Okay. That is exactly what you're doing when you're sending out mixed signals. And a mixed signal looks like, I really, really want more money, but I don't see how I can possibly create it. That's a mixed signal. That creation has to fall then in its power and its completion in some way. A mixed signal is I'm creating perfect health, and but I don't really have power over diseases that affect my body. Again, that thwarts your creation. So what we're witnessing in the two sides of government not working together to create the best for the whole is the same thing that we're doing if we aren't totally integrated around what we want and sending that signal out into the world. They were talking to me yesterday, you know, I have really been visualizing California and rain and love. It's rained four times here, but not in a big way. And I said, okay, what more can I do? And they said, you don't understand. People love California for the sun. That's what they equate California with. So as long as they go, gosh, we really need rain, but golly, it's so overcast today and I hate it, that is a mixed signal. And I've already addressed all the deaths. They took me actually to core belief number 33, I never want to be God, which is why most people are leaving. You don't want to do that. You want to stay and create. Okay? And be very clear around what you create. And on that note, I'm going to start with Michael in Connecticut. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
I'm great, thank you. I want to start by talking to you about your email that you sent me.
Which one?
Well, the last one was you took a lot of the claims or what I addressed and put
yes.
them into claims, and I love the fact, and I want to be clear about this, I love the fact that you take the courage and the responsibility to do that. However, I want you to go back on your email and read them.
Okay.
And you will see how you're claiming the positive, and then you go into letting go of the negative. You don't want to do that, guys. That is a mixed signal. Only say what you want. The positive of what you want. Do you understand, Michael?
I very much appreciate your feedback.
Okay. All right. Now, what was your question for today?
What is the single most important positive claim that I could get really addictive about or at least focus my mind on as much as possible?
I've given you all that. I've given you all that many times. I am divine love. That is the highest claim.
I'm not addictive with that.
I am beingness. I am the frequency of. I am the expression in physical form of divine love. That's what that means. Anything after I am is a clear direction to your energy to create that.
That was extremely useful. That's truly deep. Wow. I mean exactly what I say. This is, I'm going to go back and listen to this again.
Well, and read your email.
Right,
you'll see what I mean. You'll see exactly what I mean.
I do this as a feeding exercise every night. I have it set up so that I'm doing it for 15 minutes as I go off to sleep. However, it's still very useful to hear what you just said as well, because you expanded on it, which was exactly what I was looking for.
Well, and guys, again, the feeling of love when you do the breathing exercise or any claim, any command, that's what a claim is, that you do, the more you feel love around it, the more you draw it to you. Okay? so important.
If you were to say that to me every day for the next 10 years, I would get more out of it each and every day.
But Michael,
that's how powerful what you just said is.
But I know, but that's not where I want you to go, you see. Right now in this moment, I am divine love. Don't make it a struggle. Don't make it a long time to get there. Don't make it a journey. Make it now in this moment simple. Okay? That's
fantastic.
Always been your greatest challenge, and I'm going to get you there.
You wow!
Whoa, I love you, babe. Bye-bye.
Appreciate
you. Yeah, I appreciate you too, honey. Carla in New Jersey. Hello, you're on.
Hi,
babe.
Hi, Dee, how are you?
Great.
Hey, how are you? Good. I think I do a very good job of creating health for myself. I traveled all through COVID, kept myself healthy, got my immunizations when they were available to me. Back in August, I fell and broke my wrist. And it has been horrible, absolutely horrible. In my recovery from this, my wrist is so stiff. I am so much in pain.
Okay, Carla,
they
don't want to go to your wrist. They want to go to why you fell. You're putting all of the attention on your wrist, and the gold is why you fell. Sheets, but give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Let's see.
Give up and relax, and it will come in. They'll give it to you.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Okay. Now, we know that whenever we're given Somewhere Over the Rainbow, it's about seeing your creation in the future.
Mm-hmm.
If we see our creation in the future, it keeps moving into the future. So now we have to get clear, because this is what is, in quotes they're giving me, tripping you up.
Okay.
They want to know, let's get clear around what the issue is that you keep seeing in the future. Money, relationships, health. Well, that's the highest word. We're going to success. So talk to me about that for a minute, and I'll hear the words.
So for success, what I want to do is to move probably down south. I'm moving to Myrtle Beach at the end of the month, and finding a community of people to really share my life with, and to have a nice little house all to myself, and to just be able to be creative, but to also share my time with people and to have a lovely weather, nice and warm and sunny, and just my heart will be open all the time and just be luxurious in life.
Okay, that doesn't depend on where you go. You understand that. Your heart can be open all the time if you're in a refugee camp. Your heart can be open. It's more challenging, but your heart, the place does not decide, your circumstances do not decide whether you choose to keep your heart open. Now,
okay.
When I test it, it says you are absolutely creating this, but you're creating it in the future.
Okay.
You want to create it right now.
Okay.
This is the moment that you create it in. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes,
now,
I do.
I believe our other beautiful member of our community, Miss Mary, I believe she lives in Myrtle Beach. If you if you email me and remind me,
okay.
I would be happy to make an intro. There would be no more joyful soul to answer some of your questions than Miss Mary. So
okay.
That will be a start. But
okay,
I want you to see you there now. Do you understand?
Okay.
Imagine the home. Imagine the place. Imagine the joy. Go into your imagination and create it now. Like Einstein said, it's your imagination that creates everything.
Okay.
Okay? And yeah. I'm going to give you all the command that I use after my breathing exercise. I command all energy to integrate into my divine self and create these things with me and through me now and consistently in a big way. And I'm definitely seeing the universe answering that call.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So you'll email me and I'll hook you up with Miss Mary. I'm sure she'd be thrilled to do that.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Carla. You bet. All right, Miss Jean in Oregon, you're on.
Morning, Dee.
Morning.
I called last week and the channel gave me some insight on the emotional issues causing my chest discomfort. It's also manifesting physically, apparently, and I'd like to know which organ is being affected. Is it my heart? Is it my stomach? What's going
not
on?
That's not the right question.
Okay.
They want you to know that when you are in nervous, wow, this is an interesting word, discordance, everything in your body is affected. Every cell, every organ, everything.
Okay.
This week, they're saying you are ready to hear what the core of this is. Book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in. Take a breath and give up, and it'll come.
Platoon?
Platoon. Okay, Platoon's a war movie, isn't it?
Yes, I haven't seen it.
Interesting that your subconscious gave you that one. Well, it's a war movie. That's all we need to know. So where in your life are you at war, Jean?
I'm drawing a blank.
Okay. Am I going to a list? Okay, hold on. The life subjects? Okay. Hang on, I got to get there on my sheets. Loving myself.
Mm.
Why? Let me just test it. You are absolutely in war with loving yourself. Big yes. And then they're saying your little child is definitely involved in this. So what did your mother, your father's kind of involved, but mostly your mother, what did she teach you about loving yourself when you were little?
Well, she always loved me very much. She's
I didn't ask you that.
Very close.
Didn't ask you that. What did she, well, did she say, you're powerful, you can do anything in this world, go out and be as powerful as you can and know your magnificence and show the world how special you are? And
Not specifically, but she believed in me. She said I could do anything I wanted.
I get a yes on that. But it's still your mother we're going to. Oh.
She didn't love herself. She's loved yeah. everybody but herself.
Yeah, and that's where we're going. And also, we're going to your power around loving yourself. You gave yourself permission to love yourself because your mother loved you. Is your mother still around?
Yes.
Well, the channel's saying sort of, kind of.
Yeah, she's in bad shape right now.
Yeah. Okay, that's the core of what's tripping you up. Is if it's the fear and the belief that when she leaves, a lot of your power will leave with her. Which is understandable,
oh, wow.
guys, because our parents are the ones that originally give us our power or our lack of power or that mixed signal of you're powerful, but, right? So you want to start directing your body, commanding your body to know, and your brain, they're saying, to know that you are powerful in your own right, that you are and will be as powerful when your mother makes her transition, that she has taught you well, and you will honor her by continuing to be your powerful self.
Okay.
When I keep asking if we're going to your wrist at all, and they go, no, that your wrist...
I'm not
okay.
going to the wrist.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, but we're going back to the wrist. We're going back to the wrist.
Okay.
Wow, so interesting. I'm telling you, the work is really off the charts these days, guys. Those of you that are doing private sessions know that. Back to what I talked about at the beginning of the show. If we are not accepting that we are powerful, powerful, powerful gods, then we are tripping ourselves up by sending out mixed signals. So that's kind of the theme of the show. They're showing me the switchboard, and then they're showing me a needle and thread connecting all of you. Interesting, huh? I love it that I'm starting to see pictures now. I don't get that there's anything else for you, Jean, but they said this heaviness in your chest, if you feel like you should go to a doctor, go to a doctor. And let them tell you that everything's fine. Because if you keep worrying that everything isn't fine, then that also will send out a mixed signal around the power that you have to create perfect health. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
One more question. Energetically, is my heart still closed? I went through a real bad heartbreak and clamped it down. And is it open now?
It is open, but it's not as joyful as it could be.
Okay.
So your job, all of our jobs, guys, is to be as joyful and full of love as we can in every moment. So if you're feeling you're not, that literally is your most important job in this world right now, is to bring yourself back into the balance of joy and love.
Okay.
See,
wonderful.
And you're asking why you hurt in that area, and you just said you closed your heart off.
a long time ago, and I've been working on, excuse me, trying to get it open again and
well,
be able
but
to
I,
feel.
You don't
you
have
about
to
that
work.
Love place.
Jean, you don't have to work on it. Go to your love place right now. Can you feel love?
Not really. It's like I've forgotten what it feels like.
No, come on. Then pick a new love place. What makes you smile and makes your heart open as soon as you think of it? You can't use anything connected with him, obviously.
With what?
With whomever clamped your heart down.
Oh yeah. No. I don't know.
Yeah, you do. See, this is how we close off our power. And when we close off our power, we start experiencing things like you're experiencing. I want you to start saying, I do know. I do know how. Feeling it, love is easy for me. Feeling joy is easy for me. Because right now you're directing yourself to make it hard and not know.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
Okay. I love you, but I'm not going to let you get away with I don't know how to do it, because we all know how to love, baby. We just have to.
And that
choose.
Is loving, and I'm grateful. I appreciate that. Thank you
so
bet. Much.
You bet, sweetheart. All righty, Ryan. Whoops, I didn't get you on. What's up?
Hello. I just wanted to share a quick little story from the cruise I got back on.
Oh, my God, that picture was so amazing, Ryan.
I loved it. It was so beautiful. Worth it for the price of the trip alone for that picture.
Well, yeah, and now they want to use it to promote their line. What a great compliment. Yeah. Okay, go tell your story.
It's just a great little story to share the love. On the first night of the cruise, I ended up in the buffet in the evening, and one of the servers came by and said, oh, remember me from earlier in the afternoon? I honestly didn't, but he was super friendly. I got to chat with him a little bit. I tipped him $5, and then later in the evening when I went back to my room, I got on the little app for the cruise line and sent in a compliment for him. And very next day when I ran into him again, he was so excited because I guess he'd gotten word of the compliment from the director of the department or whatnot, and it was just lit up like a Christmas tree.
and
it just felt good to,
yeah,
to
and
share
it was
the love.
So easy to share that love, wasn't it? That's a beautiful, beautiful story. I experience so many things like that when I travel. And I get up and I go, okay, everything's going smoothly today. Everything's on time. I am loved today and sharing love, and I attract all kinds of angels to me that share the love with me. And it happens all day long. It's crazy to watch. In little ways, in bigger ways, you know, and you are the creation of that, guys. That's awesome, Ryan. And I'm so happy that you took time to do that for him. So,
fantastic.
You know, I'm sending pictures from Just Add Magic to so many people on the set I just worked on. It's such a little thing to do, but it's going to make their kids so happy, you know. And everybody said to me, oh, my God, I can't believe you took pictures with all those extras. I said, all those extras have been on this set in the rain for 12 hours. Don't you think that's the least I could do? You know, but I know most actors, let me rephrase that, a lot of actors that wouldn't feel that way. But it made their day better. You know, so look and see how you can make people's days better, and then your days will be better. Thank you, Ryan, for that. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Love you, baby. All right, Miss Robin in California, you're on.
Hey, Dee, how are you this morning?
Pretty fabulous.
It sounds like it. So normally I don't have physical things that don't resolve, but I got some bad news from MRI, cervical, neck, that two things I wonder. So it's structural. Is there anything I can do besides surgery? I'm going to get a bunch of opinions. And two, is it still related to the whiplash from a car accident 3 years ago?
I get a no on that.
Okay.
That's what everybody would like to pin it on. But you know, in our work, we know that we don't have to carry those things unless
okay.
we believe that we do.
Okay.
Everybody's balanced, anybody's switched. We're getting the highest answer. Okay, all those answers were correct. The first thing that I heard, Robin, was yes, that you could do it with the right person. Well, the words they're giving me is physical therapist. But those aren't the highest words. So a specialist that works with osteopath, chiropractor, no, I get a no on both those. There's some kind of specialist, and they're saying you can review it on Google and
okay.
just say I'm being led to the person. Let's get clear, though, they're saying about what you want. What do you want?
I want to heal my back.
Nope.
I want to feel fabulous.
Yeah. And you want a neck. What symptoms are you experiencing?
Chronic pain, immobility, and
okay,
limitation
so.
Of my freedoms.
Okay, so I am creating my neck fluid and moving easily.
Okay.
Oh, and they're adding and seeing everything I want to see. Okay, so that leads us, see, that we're doing, do you get it? They're doing many little private sessions here today. So. What is it you don't want to see? Your power. Boy, that came in fast, which ties everything back to the first of the show.
It does.
And it's going on with everybody, guys. Let me tell you, I had probably the worst night of sleep I've ever had. I had dream after dream after dream, which bordered on nightmares, about me not being able to find my way home. Or people leaving me, and I don't know where to go, or I can't get out of. All of the dreams were about me not being able to get somewhere. Now, the channel says everybody in the dream is you. So that's me not being able to get back to me.
Yeah.
And when I worked on it this morning, they said, it's all about your power, Dee, and this fear that, because it happened to my dad, happened to my brother, you guys know the stories, I created it in my career, this fear that when you are truly powerful again in your career, somebody or something will take it away. Now, I also, when I was in Hawaii, sunburned my lips. I want you to see how this all goes together. Okay?
Sure.
Hold on. This is what the body's book says. They're going to get me. They are emotionally insecure and anticipating betrayal, attack, or harm from the social environment, or the occurrence of events that have deep negative emotional meanings for them. Do you see how it all interchanges together? Now, one wouldn't think that my dreams had anything to do with my lower lip. But when we're dealing with a big soul issue around I am love, I'm expressing love, and I am embracing all my power to be as powerful as I can in this world through divine love, stuff's going to come up.
Yeah.
And the great thing is, stuff comes up, you redirect it, you learn from it, you expand from it, and then you move more into your power, Robin.
Okay.
And this is your opportunity to do that. Now, you also need to listen to your doctors. I'm not a doctor. I'm reading energy. And ask them so that your subconscious isn't playing, you know, in and out with you here.
Sure.
Do I have time to work with a professional, whatever term it is you find on the internet, before I decide on having this surgery?
Okay.
Now, remember telling me to remind everybody, 6 specialists told me I'd never have my baby.
Yeah.
I said I was gonna, and I did. So a lot of this is staying in your knowing, guys, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, baby cakes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brought in a lot of good stuff for everybody. All right, Anonymous in Texas, 281-217, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Dee. I think I am finally getting that love place.
Yes,
can you,
you
hear
are.
Me?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. It's
was...
been so difficult to find, and I finally found one that kind of warms me inside. I'm loving it.
Yeah, isn't it? Isn't it so much better? Then,
yes, even though I'm only getting tinges, I know I'm going to strengthen it. I can feel it.
Well, sure. It's like a muscle, baby.
Yes.
If you haven't used your love muscle and your self-love muscle for years, then you got to find it and strengthen it.
Yeah. Well,
that's all. But do it on a daily basis.
Yes.
You
I'm
know,
working on it every day.
Treat yourself to that 10 minutes of bliss. Okay? That's one way you can say, I'm loving myself. I'm taking my 10. I'm telling you, I don't go a day without doing it.
You're currently better at bliss than me, and I am working towards finding that bliss. And it's easy, and I'm just on it.
So you don't have to work toward finding it. I am allowing myself to experience bliss in every moment. Is that not what you want?
That is what I want, yes.
Okay. We don't want to work.
Yes, and I am creating it.
Yes, right now.
Now.
And
now. I am creating it now, yes. Okay.
Okay.
So I thought you were getting something. So I also feel like very strongly I get that my guidance is coming in better for me, and I'm feeling, and I even heard on this issue I'm getting ready to ask you about, we got your back, so I feel good about it. I'm calling to ask, do I need to hire a lawyer or do I go into court on my own? I'm being sued, and
hire a lawyer.
Yes, and so that's what I believe. So I have in front of me right now on my bed 7 different separate papers of lawyers, each one with a name, and I wrote a number 1 through 7, and I was really hoping your guide could help me know which was the best. I've narrowed it down to these. 1 through 7.
Hold on. Is that the right question? We're testing the right thing. I get 5 or 6. But, and, The channel wants to be clear that you are the highest choice of lawyer. Whatever lawyer you choose can only create the outcome that you are creating.
Yes.
Okay? So you have to
be very clear.
You have to be very clear about not giving your power away. You are the power that is employing these people to carry out your powerful knowing.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do. Yes,
same way with doctors, guys. Same way with doctors.
I'm a little surprised because 5 was one I almost didn't even put in the pile. So that's interesting.
Well, then you probably want to go to 6.
Or reevaluate. I'm going to call them all and do a free consult and expect to know more in my intuition then.
But yes, listen with your heart. Don't listen with your mind.
Yes.
Your heart will
tell
you clearly. Okay?
Yes. And can I ask another follow-up? Can I ask something that came up on this call?
Yes.
Regarding power? Okay, so I'm really working on being in my power now. And, of course, everything you did with everyone else hit home somehow wonderfully. Thank you. And I noticed that I get really dull-headed, and I believe that what is happening is somehow the energy seems to be overwhelming me, and without knowing it, I'm blocking it. And with you, unlike anybody else, I also get very dizzy even though I'm grounding consciously the whole time I'm talking to you. Like when you're talking to other people, I'm still getting dizzy, but I just ground the whole time.
That's a belief.
That's really
a belief. Yeah.
But I didn't expect it, and I just felt it. Okay.
If you listen to the call again, you'll listen to how much you're talking about struggling to get there.
Okay.
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 Struggling to get there creates resistance.
I see. Yeah.
Resistance creates lack of flow. Lack of flow creates dizziness.
Mm, gotcha.
See,
that makes perfect sense.
Just accept your power, sweetheart.
Okay.
All right. I'm telling all of you again, all of you, everybody has the ability to do this. Everybody has the ability to do this. And you've got to trust yourself, and you've got to ask. And perfect end to the show. You cannot be afraid of your power. You must embrace your power, because you will get more powerful when you do this work.
Awesome.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you. And they want us to balance everything that came in on this entire show. So we are commanding all positives that we have learned today to be integrated into our divine selves, and that all energy works with us and through us to create the positive desires of our heart now and consistently in big ways. And so it is. Wow, what a show, guys. You probably should listen to this again. Let's say it together. Loud and proud, I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.